So, that is your final answer then? No? You won't help me of your own free will. You won't help us cure the illness. People are suffering, and you want to stay safe in your cute little shop instead of helping them. I know you love your neighbors, love this city. You run free clinics, offer your services to everyone, regardless of station. People have pleaded for you to come help their elderly family, and you do so happily and freely. It does not go unnoticed. But I know you can do more, given better resources. You can be our answer. I'm even offering to pay you, shelter you, give you all you desire. There's no reason for you to deny me. What's holding you back? You don't think you can do it? Nonsense. You're lauded as the most talented mage the world has ever seen, unrivaled in the healing arts. Young, yes, but innately gifted. Even as Duke, I've heard tales of you. People whisper of your talents and talk like you can cure someone just from looking at them. That your beauty alone is enough to cure what ails them, let alone your magic. You don't want to use those gifts for good? You underestimate yourself still. I would wager with enough funding you could create a cure in a week. I could give you everything you need. A place to work, shelter, protection, the funding and the resources to research greater cures, more powerful medicine. Even after you find the cure, you could be my retainer, living on my estate and working for me, helping people. That doesn't appeal. Would you come with me if I hurt you, I wonder? If I persuaded you physically? Do threats motivate you? Is that what it would take? Not serious harm, mind you, but my assurances of your talent and compliments are not enough. Money is not enough. I feel as though I've exhausted every option with you. I almost begin to wonder if I took you over my knee and persuaded you, would you bend then? If I spanked you and told you you were a good girl, would that satisfy you? There is no need for that. Don't try and use your magic on me. No one else can help us. I need you. Only you. You are the only one who can do this. No one is better at the healing arts than you. I'd fight, I'd lie, I'd steal. I'd sell my very soul. But if I have to spank you to persuade you, I will. I might even enjoy it. And now you run out of words. No glowing red magic to hurl at me? Don't tell me you want me to hurt you. You enjoy the idea of me spanking you. You seem rather flushed. Ha ha ha. She gets pinker. If I were to make your cheeks pink and your ass red, would you agree to help me? Is that what you need? To be told that you're such a good girl, such a good mage, helping everyone and being obedient. You're a very, very good girl. But you want someone to punish you. What if I told you that I need you? That I can hardly stand being in the same room as you without touching you, kissing you. That I crave you. Beautiful and powerful as you are, yet you haven't taken a lover. You could have your pick of the men if you truly wanted, but no. You need something more. You need someone of true power. Someone you know in your most selfish heart of hearts could be your equal. Ah, yes. I believe I know your heart now. It is improper for a heart as pure as yours to have such dark desires, is it not? A soul as clean as yours cannot possibly have such yearnings, so you hide them away. Ignore them. Until a man you truly long for walks into your life. A man who knows who a woman like you is. And more importantly, what she wants. And suddenly, you can hide yourself no longer. You don't resist me. Tell me what you want. Shall I continue to tell you that I need you? That the great duke of this hurting nation needs you? Or shall I continue to threaten you? What would happen if I bit you? Would you like that? Ah, the smallest of knots. She's all shy now. Very well, my little mage. I shall indulge you. Is that enough for you? Will you help us now? No? Shall I threaten to spank you again? To play with you while you're over my knee and make you agree? Tease you and make you come over and over again? Would you like that? Oh, you would, wouldn't you? You would love to have me do that, my hands all over you, holding you down in my lap, striking your delicious ass. I have half a mind to believe that you're holding out on purpose, denying me until you get what you want. Ah, I see that look. All pink and holding back a smile. I must have flattered you enough. The good little magical girl is holding out now because she wants her lord to order her around. Very well. Come here, my dear. No need to be shy anymore. I know what you want. I will give it to you, even. That's it. Now, onto my lap, over my knees. It's not comfortable. Well, it isn't supposed to be. This is your punishment for denying me. How beautiful you look, all spread over my knees and waiting. I can just slip my hand under your robes and pull them up. Hold you in place with my other hand at your back. I knew it. You have a beautiful ass. I could run my hands over it for ages.
No, no squirming. I'll have to pin you harder if you move.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. We're going to have to do this just right for you. We don't want to leave you wanting. How about this? We will count to 10, and when I am done, I'm going to give you what you want most. How does that sound? Good. There we go, little one. Such a good girl. Let's do another. Is it everything you imagined and more? Are you getting wet? Oh, yes you are. I can feel it. If I run my hand just here, I can feel how wet your panties are. How about a few more? No. Remember what I said. If you squirm, I have to hold you harder. 3 and 4. There we go. What cute panties you have on. I wonder what lies beneath. Shall I pull them down? Explore a little. Oh, you like that idea, huh? I think I'll wait a little longer. You need me to touch you. Is that what you said? My hand is right here, darling, on your ass. Can't you feel it? I can't possibly keep my hands off it when it's all pink and beautiful like this. Oh. You didn't mean for me to touch your behind. You want me to touch your clit. You naughty girl. Why should I do that? 5. Halfway there. You are frustrated, aren't you? I could stop, but we've come this far. No, I will not touch your clit yet. Oh, you're moving around an awful lot. I suppose now is a good time to just slide these panties down and give you what you want. Do you like that? Huh? The feeling of your panties coming down. The cold air on your sex right before my fingers. My, my. You're wetter than I thought. Does it feel good to have me stroke you? I bet. Stay still now. 8 now. Almost there. And look, you've gotten even wetter. I'm barely touching you and I can feel it. You're absolutely dripping. You're such a good girl for me, aren't you? Taking your punishment and getting all wet just for me. Just one more. Oh, how you must be aching for release. To have me touch your clit and make you come. To fill you with my fingers. Stop squirming. I will let you come when we are finished with your punishment, not a moment before. If you keep struggling, you won't get to come at all. Are you done now? Here we go. All done. That wasn't so bad, was it? I knew you could do it. Now, let me take care of you. You deserve a reward for that. Doing so well. Your pussy is dripping wet and your clit. You're slick all over. Oh, You want me to make you come so bad, don't you? If I swirl my fingers here... Oh, yes. You like that, don't you? Moaning and crying out. You sound beautiful. At my mercy as I flick your clit. Will you come fastest this way? And what if I slip a finger inside of you? Oh, you like that. Now, little one, I need you to come for me. Come for me and give me what I want. Don't my fingers feel good? Don't you like laying on my lap and being punished? I know you liked it. You're all wet for me, begging for me to let you come. Shall I swirl around your clit again, just for good measure? Oh, yes. You're a good girl, aren't you? There you go. Such a good girl. You come so beautifully. Come here now. Sit up. There. All better now? Did you get what you were looking for? I'm sure you did. You knew all along, didn't you? Now, to business. Will you agree to come with me now? To help the people? Live under my protection, cared and provided for. I swear to you, you can do it. I have faith, and I have the resources. Excellent. I see many, encounters in our future. The guest chambers are mere moments from my own. Or is that too far? Is the status of mere guest not enough for our humble mage? Why do I get the feeling that, even now, as your pleasure still writhes and squirms along your spine, you long for more? For a woman as powerful as you is not meant to be left with the twiddling of fingers to satisfy her. No. She needs some proper ministrations from a proper man. Her man, perhaps. Yes. I see you once more, my mage. You don't want to settle for my fingers, no. You won't be content until I'm spent beneath you. My member still ramrod thick inside of you, filling you with my seed, marking you indelibly and permanently as my own. Ah, that smile. Now that I know what you want, I'll be sure to give it to you. Often. I can't have my little girl being neglected after all. You're far too important, my dear little mage.